When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B out west. Ashburn, VA. It's the beginning of Chargers week. People,
burn.
Washington could use a win. They say they start slow on the road. Well, four, including last week, they got four or five on the road. So it'd be a good time to start fast on the road. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. Got up, got me a little workout in. I'm feeling good these days.
You're going to laugh at this. I've mentioned that we're not staying at home. We're very blessed that we're able to stay at a friend's house, my buddy's house, shout out to Ed, has a little gym in the basement, and they have a treadmill. Got my fat ass on the treadmill this morning.
That's those loud steps I heard.
It's like an elephant coming down the step. B, the incline was set at 5, and I couldn't figure out how to un-incline it. And I'm,
you didn't see it, the incline button?
Dog, I saw it. I was pressing it. But I'm just like, whatever. Maybe that's the baseline, so that actually means 0. You know where this is headed. So
you're damn near dying.
I usually run at 7 miles an hour. And I get a half mile through this, and I'm like, holy moly, I was hurting, dude.
Did you ever think about, like, hitting your boy and say, yo, how the hell you put this thing down?
I was just trying to move, like, I had a bunch of stuff going this morning. I had to shave. Like, I had a lot going on. I got done with my legs are jellyfish. Just straight. I had to drop the speed down just to get it done.
I hope he's listening right now.
Just
and
laughing.
And I hope he calls in. If you're listening, what's your name again?
Ed.
Ed, if you're listening, please call us and tell us how simple it was to put down that incline. We will take it live on air because JP just don't. I don't know. He's like, oh, you just started.
He won't call, but he might text.
The baseline is 5. No.
Maybe it's built to 100 or something.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, but it kicked my ass.
Once you started running, you realized the baseline wasn't 5.
Yo, the baseline is 0. And 5 is 50% of the way to a straight line uphill. I will say this. Jeff's fitness commitment is actually inspiring me to get my S together. Because what happens, I usually stay in pretty good shape, and then football season hits, and then I'm just running ragged every direction. And in turn, I just don't make the time. And seeing Jeff make the time, all right, I'm going to try to make the time. So shout out to Jeff. I also want to shout out Jeff because he's a Yankee fan. Landfill's a Yankee fan. Jeff made the decision to wear red socks on the first day of the baseball playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And what happened? The Red Sox went into the Bronx and beat his New York Yankees. So way to go, Jeff.
Well, he's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, he's probably a Red Sox fan now. That's his other team. You know what I mean? Jeff likes to keep track of all the various teams. Did you watch any baseball yesterday?
I watched a little bit of the Dodgers. That group right there is a wagon. And Ohtani is way better than what everybody says he is.
Dude, so I saw the leadoff home run, and then I called it.
That thing exited in like 2 seconds.
Doug, not the leadoff, but like the first inning home run.
Yeah.
The exit velocity on that thing, you want to guess?
168.
117.
117.
With a wooden bat, dude.
Bruh, listen, it left so quick. It was like popping. It was like that, you know. But that dude is good, man.
Phillies
and
Dodgers.
And let's remember, he just come off of surgery juicy. Not long ago.
I know. Phillies Dodgers could be real juicy. When I saw him hit that home run, I was like, I've seen enough of this. Like, I know what's going to happen here. The Yankees-Red Sox game was really good. Red Sox had this big lead. The Yanks are able to load the bases in the bottom of the ninth, and then just nothing.
All the Yankees had going down the stretch was Judge.
Yeah.
He basically carried them.
Last year in the World Series, that's all they had.
He needs more help than what he's getting.
Well, I mean, Soto signs with the Mets. Stanton is not what he was in Miami when he went by the name of Mike. I think the most impressive performance yesterday was the first game. Skubal for the Tigers. You know, we talk about Skeens. We talk about all these other pitchers. Skubal might be that dude.
Skubal can go.
He had 14 Ks yesterday in that game.
14 Ks in the playoffs, that's special.
Yo, and then the Tigers almost choked that thing away, but they got it done. You know, I'm excited just to have baseball on these days where there's four games. So you could kind of, like, I'm not locked in, but it's kind of like just fun background noise throughout the day, and then for me, I usually lock in like the eighth, ninth inning. It was cool to have October, like playoff baseball on yesterday. And then I get in the car this morning to drive out here, and the Nats are introducing their new general manager, Paul Toboni. He seems like a really impressive young guy. So I listened to his press conference, and the Junkies, I believe, got an interview with him as well. I did hear my man Toby Altizer I think the questions, I don't want to say this specifically, but like Zuckerman got the first question in the presser, which he deserves. He's been, I believe Zuck's been on the beat since the Nats existed.
Right.
And most tenured person should get that first question. Zuck asked a good question. He's like, hey, you know, you explained why you like DC. What did these guys tell you that made you trust them, basically? Mm. So Zuck asked a question, then I believe it was Andrew Golden from the Post. And then I want to say it was Spencer Nussbaum. I want to give him credit because I thought it was a really good question. And Nussbaum was like, yo, what assurances did you get that this team is going to spend like they need to? Toboni didn't really answer it. It was a lot of buzzwords about moving boulders and you know, be where your feet are, whatever it was. Which is fine. Like, what's he going to say, right? Sverluga, friend of the program. Barry Sverluga, I don't know, 3-4 questions later. Sverluga's like, hey, Paul, nice to meet you. Because I, much like you, I would think, I am here to root for Paul Toboni. Mm-hmm. He has my full support. Turn this thing around. Draft, develop, scout your ass off. Let's get a winning baseball team.
Yeah.
Paul Toboni, let me be crystal clear. You have my full support. But you know what Barry Sverluga did?
What?
He asked the question that really mattered. Hey, Paul, nice to meet you. Good luck here. Can I ask a question of Mark Lerner, the principal owner of this thing? Hey, Mark, are you committed to spending again and building a real operation
again? You know who's probably happy about that question? Toboni.
I bet he was.
He's like, hey, yeah. Answer that question, please.
Because people get caught up in the spending. And I had some dude tweet me this morning. Because I tweeted out, so Mark Lerner answers Barry Sverluga's question. Says, mm-hmm. We want to get back where we're going, where we were. Yeah. We want this thing to be how it was. I'm not sure I believe him.
Well, if you want it, you got to spend.
So That's what I said. So I tweeted out, the new Nats GM, Paul Toboni, seems impressive. What actually matters? Mark Lerner says they're going to start spending again. If that's actually true, then the Nats could get this thing back. I'll have to see it to believe it. My man, Powerboater69 responds, have you seen what happened to the Mets? Spending is not about top dollar free agent acquisitions. It's about spend. It's about a real professional organization from top to bottom.
But the way you can shut that down is, the Dodgers are there every year, right?
Yeah.
They spend. So you can spend wrongly or you can spend wisely, but you got to spend. Let's be real about that.
They've gutted their scouting operation.
Yes.
Like they don't have the same amount of people doing the jobs as other teams.
Hey, man, some people just don't know how to understand what you're trying to say. And
when you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Understand advice. If you don't spend money in major, in professional sports, you're not winning very often. You spend money and you have the proper people doing it, you can win a lot. You can also spend just like the Mets. The Mets owner just want to outdo everybody, so he just spend. Maybe he don't choose the right people, but you better spend on some damn body.
There's one cool story. Like, the Cincinnati Reds have the 19th highest payroll in baseball, right? They made the playoffs. That's awesome. I love that story. I don't know that you can count on that. The Guardians have the 26th out of 30 payroll, right? Mm-hmm. They won that division. That's awesome. But if you're going to look at what you can count on, what you can kind of book, the Dodgers have the highest payroll in baseball. Mm-hmm. They won their first playoff game last night. Mm-hmm. The Mets missed the playoffs by a game. Absolutely true. The Phillies have the third highest. They're in. The Yankees, fourth highest. They're in. Cubs, fifth highest. They're in. Padres, sixth highest. They're in.
See, but
Toronto, seventh highest.
Always,
they're in.
It's always somebody that's come along and boom, hits lightning in a bottle. But that's it. That doesn't happen all the time. But the teams that you pay, more often than not, they're going to be there somewhere in the end. You can go to any sport you want, check it out. Now, when you have dumb people making the decisions, it doesn't happen.
So, the other thing, let me be clear. Paul Toboni's new title is President of Baseball Operations. And they've said maybe he would add a GM too. That's terrific. We'll see how it all shakes out. Unless ownership is going to commit, not just to spending on players, but to building a championship organization. An organization where winning is the goal.
Yeah.
I wish Paul Toboni all the luck in the world. Seems like a nice fella. He's got four young boys. Like he's an easy guy to root for. But you know who was an easy guy to root for? Rizzo. And they wouldn't spend for him. So if you're a real professional organization, do you fire the GM a week before the draft to have the assistant GM run the draft, and then you get rid of that guy and bring somebody new in September? Maybe. Maybe it'll all work out. If it all works out, left hand up. Way to go, Nets. I just color me skeptical.
And you have the right to be.
Right.
You have the right to be. That's why Barry didn't ask the question directly to
right
the other guy. He asked it to the guy that matters, the guy that makes decisions. I know what he's not going to say anything crazy. You tell us what your plan is.
Right.
Because guess what? That man needs to know. He needs to know today what kind of situation he's in.
I don't know if you caught this yesterday. I wanted to ask you something. Guess who we'll see on Sunday in SoFi Stadium?
Guess who we'll see?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm guessing we will see. Mm-hmm. So the game is on Fox. Kevin Burkhardt and Tom.
Oh, I saw that. I saw it with which company? We probably won't see that person. I probably won't.
I bet we will. I bet he'll be walking around down on the field pregame.
Maybe not.
So I believe
sometimes that stuff goes so much that you're up in that box so quick.
Yeah.
Where you're not on the field.
So Sports USA Radio is I guess a national
Rolls Royce we're gonna see?
Yes.
Rolls Royce.
I don't know. I guess Sports USA Radio is broadcasting a national broadcast for the radio, but I guess non-local markets for Chargers Commanders. So the Commanders obviously have their radio broadcast team with Bram in London. The Chargers, I'm sure, have theirs. I think Daniel Jeremiah might be on the Chargers call. I don't know specifically. Forgive me on that. And then there's also this sports, what is it? Sports USA radio broadcast, which will have Larry Kahn and Ron Rivera on the broadcast, which should be exciting. You know, we'll see what Ron thinks of the organization. And I don't know, it's just going to be kind of funny to see him out there. He's been around. I've seen him in the time since he's been gone from here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. As we shift towards this game, it's
You know what I'm worried about, Jay? What I'm wondering about?
What?
Well, I'm going to see somebody else in the press box trying to say I can't be happy about my team and make comments.
Who did that to you?
You remember who was always being the press box? When he was
I did not think about that, but that's also an interesting thought.
Hope they're not. I'm sure gonna piss them off. Hell yeah, I'm gonna have fun with that one.
I bet you will. All right, coming up next, Kevin Long is the Phillies hitting coach.
K-Long's
a great dude. We're gonna talk to K-Long about getting ready for all things. You know, the Phillies get a couple days off before their postseason starts. K-Long knows baseball, obviously knows the Nats, was here for the World Series. I want to talk to K-Long about what the Nats have. Their young guys, kind of what the core is to build around. How good of a job is this as they look to hire a new manager, obviously. I guess Toboni is going to make that hire. And then just kind of go around the baseball world. After that, it's probably going to be all football like it usually is. Greenberg's going to join us at 11. Dan Quinn will talk probably around 12:30. We'll take that live. We got to do power rankings today. We have plenty to get to.
A lot of stuff.
You got Washington at 2-2, the L.A. Chargers at 3-1. It's going to be really a big week for both teams because the Chargers looked like one of the best teams in football and then went out and just laid a complete egg against the New York Giants. Hell, maybe the Giants are a different team with Jackson Dart out there. I don't know. But going to be really interesting to watch how this thing unfolds. K-Long joins us next. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wage only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.